Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Tags are signatures in the form of words or symbols sprayed on walls. We asked a few people what they think about tagging, and more generally, graffiti. Speaker 1.
I think that graffiti is a valid art form, which might brighten up dull, lifeless concrete blocks. Tagging, however, is different. I've never seen a tag which showed any sign of artistry. If we claim that tagging is a form of art, we might as well say that mugging is a form of street theatre. It's absurd. Tags are now sprayed everywhere, on people's cars, houses and fences. Clearly something must be done about it. For one thing, legal regulations might be modified. In my opinion, tagging should be punished much more severely than graffiti. It doesn't make sense for them to be prosecuted in the same way.
Speaker 2. With all the mess and corruption that goes on in the world, tagging or graffiti shouldn't really be a cause for social concern. Trains, buses or taxis are all covered in adverts. Is tagging much different? Why is it okay for a corporation to plaster its brand everywhere, but it's against the law to spray tags? Mindless vandalism should be prevented, but not at the cost of restricting the creativity of young people. Teens need some kind of encouragement to channel their talent into something worthwhile, and allowing graffiti or even tagging in designated spaces is just one way to do it. Speaker 3.
Graffiti is not something I enjoy, but I guess it might be a work of art, so it should be financed with lottery grants or taxpayers' money to the same extent as other art forms. Perhaps there's even a market for it. I saw pieces of graffiti which work perfectly as advertisements. However, tagging is just mindless vandalism, and taggers should be sentenced appropriately. Not necessarily sent to jail, which is costly for society. The best idea is to have them clean up their own work as well as other acts of vandalism in the neighbourhood.
Speaker 4. I heard people say that graffiti enables young people to show their creativity, but I cannot see any signs of talent on the walls covered with aggressive slogans and awkward drawings. Tagging in particular is irritating. It makes a mess of the environment around us. Tags appear on any available surface. The message they give us is that antisocial behaviour is tolerated in the neighbourhood, and residents start to fear that vandalism and mugging will follow close behind. I think taggers should have their tags printed on their foreheads using indelible ink that will take weeks to wash off. Then they would think twice before spraying someone's property.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tags are signatures in the form of words or symbols sprayed on walls. We asked a few people what they think about tagging, and more generally, graffiti. Speaker 1.
I think that graffiti is a valid art form, which might brighten up dull, lifeless concrete blocks. Tagging, however, is different. I've never seen a tag which showed any sign of artistry. If we claim that tagging is a form of art, we might as well say that mugging is a form of street theatre. It's absurd. Tags are now sprayed everywhere, on people's cars, houses and fences. Clearly something must be done about it. For one thing, legal regulations might be modified. In my opinion, tagging should be punished much more severely than graffiti. It doesn't make sense for them to be prosecuted in the same way.
Speaker 2. With all the mess and corruption that goes on in the world, tagging or graffiti shouldn't really be a cause for social concern. Trains, buses or taxis are all covered in adverts. Is tagging much different? Why is it okay for a corporation to plaster its brand everywhere, but it's against the law to spray tags? Mindless vandalism should be prevented, but not at the cost of restricting the creativity of young people. Teens need some kind of encouragement to channel their talent into something worthwhile, and allowing graffiti or even tagging in designated spaces is just one way to do it. Speaker 3.
Graffiti is not something I enjoy, but I guess it might be a work of art, so it should be financed with lottery grants or taxpayers' money to the same extent as other art forms. Perhaps there's even a market for it. I saw pieces of graffiti which work perfectly as advertisements. However, tagging is just mindless vandalism, and taggers should be sentenced appropriately. Not necessarily sent to jail, which is costly for society. The best idea is to have them clean up their own work as well as other acts of vandalism in the neighbourhood.
Speaker 4. I heard people say that graffiti enables young people to show their creativity, but I cannot see any signs of talent on the walls covered with aggressive slogans and awkward drawings. Tagging in particular is irritating. It makes a mess of the environment around us. Tags appear on any available surface. The message they give us is that antisocial behaviour is tolerated in the neighbourhood, and residents start to fear that vandalism and mugging will follow close behind. I think taggers should have their tags printed on their foreheads using indelible ink that will take weeks to wash off. Then they would think twice before spraying someone's property.